utilizes day or month to date reports for effective category performance reviews and decision making. So when these reports are generated, there's normally month to date report is also published. So in case from 1st to 15th, there is the report will give you the exact analysis, the points with regards to what was the performance from 1st to 15th. Similarly, a report is generated on 30th or 31st of that month, which is called month to date reports. So again, this report shows a trend. In case if a product was doing well and if there was a price increase, then the sale has dropped. Or in case the product was not moving, but there was a discount offered on it, the promotion was created, and definitely it has started moving now. So similarly, all these reports gives a lot of data point for the front end and the back end team into decision making. So in case if they wish to continue giving an offer or discount, then what would be the revenue leakages, what would be the margins. So they need to think, they need to plan, and all these reports helps into decision making. Whether the promotion needs to be continued or it needs to be discontinued will be done on basis of all such reports which are fired. Enables informed decision making for sales optimization, waste reduction, and overall profitability. So in case if any particular product is bought in store for a promotion purpose, and if it's not sold and there is a wastage, then definitely all these reports enable them to take a quick decision to ensure whether they need to continue keeping that product or they need to stop it. The whole focus of any business is to generate profits, and any such decision which is not helping a store definitely needs to be taken on immediate basis, ensuring that there is a store operational efficiency. Reporting process overview. The head cashier prepares and studies cash deviation and analysis reports daily to ensure operational transparency and financial accuracy. So depending upon the different SOPs, the head cashier needs to generate this report and check the deviation. So definitely this, in case if there are more number of deviation, he needs to have a meeting with the store manager and do discussion with regards to the transparency, and this reports ensure that there are financial accuracies which is available at any given point of time. Utilizing point of sales, POS, and enterprise resource planning ERP software for report generation, streamlining the reporting process. So normally the big organization might use enterprise resource planning ERP software. Some organization use SAP, SAP being a brand name. So definitely this reports, this software can be used to generate various reports. It could be a cash flow report, it could be a deviation report. So all this report needs to be, all these tools need to be used for generating more revenue, generating profitability for that particular store. So that needs to be done. Those reports need to be fired maybe week to day basis or month to date basis. Definitely all this report gives clear picture, and thereby enabling the store and the head office team to operate at optimal level and achieving operational excellency. Monitors data reporting process again continued. Monitors data entry accuracy to ensure reliability and integrity of generated reports. So definitely when it's a system generated report, it has a credibility, it has a reliability, and that needs to be incorporated, and the correct action needs to be incorporated immediately. Report serves as a critical tool for performance evaluation, margin protection, waste reduction, driving operational efficiency and maximizing profitability. Already explained that how these reports help the front end and the back end team with regards to the margin protection as well as waste reductions. Essential for maintaining transparency, accountability, and profitability retail operation. Purpose of internal audits. So definitely there are internal and external audits which happens, and what's the what's the purpose of internal audit, why it is being done. So we'll see that in the next coming topic. So internal audits in retail management serve to monitor and evaluate performance of store operations. So what happens, there are certain external audits also. It is called mystery audits, where a mystery auditor comes in, he walks into the store, checks all the parameters with regards to the SOP pointers. That is with regards to the external audit. Similarly, there are internal audit which happens with regards to the head cashiers as well as the other teams as well to ensure that and to monitor the performance, store performance level. Are they operating at operational excellence or not? They ensure compliance with companies' policy, procedures, regulation, identifying deviation or discrepancies. So when an internal auditor comes in, he checks the head cashier's report, whether it's a daily report, cashier deviation report. They check whether the cashiers are following the cash till SOPs. Is the float being issued properly? The debit card transactions and debit card transactions are being settled on daily basis. So all those things are checked in this audit. And in case of any deviation or discrepancies, that are highlighted and ensure that the loophole is plugged. The primary goal is to improve operational efficiency by recommending corrective actions based on audit findings. So every auditor, after doing the audit, publishes a report which has audit findings. And in case of deviations, the corrective measures are suggested. And the store manager is expected to follow all that and ensure that the loopholes are plugged. Auditor assess various aspects including inventory management, cash handling, safety regulations, and customer service standards. So what they do, they do audits on these parameters. They do on inventory management. So whether the stock coming into the warehouse, are the recording being done, in case of sold, the product sold, whether it's captured, the inventory report is up to date. They need to check that as well. They handle cash handling as well. So in case the bank person is coming to pick up, whether the deposit slip is being updated or not, gift vouchers redeemed are stamped or not. So these are the few parameters with regards to the audit, with regards to the cash handling needs to be checked. Safety regulations, so whether the staff movement is happening through the staff exit, whether the store has equivalent relevant number of fire extinguishers, is the staff trained with regards to the fire hazard. So that would come under safety regulations. Customer service standard would be whether the CSD person, the CSD desk is manned, are the credit notes being issued properly. So these are the few pointers, and depending upon the SOPs, there are checklists available and there are audit points and audit questionnaire as well. So maybe a store having more than 1 lakh square feet would have different SOPs. The number of SOPs might be more than 35 to 40. Having each detailed pointers with regards to the checklist as well as the audit points. So these internal auditors will follow, they will cross check the checklist, they will check the reports, they will check the deviation, and at the end of the audit they will give an audit report to the store manager for correction. Similarly, internal audits play a critical role in maintaining transparency, accountability and compliance within retail organization. So internal audit plays a very critical role with regards to the health, financial health and the operational excellency health of that particular store. It gives a clear picture where the store is standing. In case of any issues, the store is not able to perform, then definitely this audit gives a clear picture for correction and ensuring that the store manager adheres to the SOP, they follow the audit, they do the corrections what's mentioned in the audit findings and ensure that the store is operating at the excellent level. Conducting internal audits. Internal audits are scheduled events conducted by a dedicated team of internal auditors. So depending upon the organization, there are internal auditors from the regional office or the head office, or they might be external person hired by an IT team, internal IT team. So they might come and they might schedule an audit. They might definitely give a date in advance so that the store is prepared for the audits. Auditor visits stores according to the predetermined schedule to conduct comprehensive assessments. So normally once the date is announced, the auditor will come on the scheduled date and starts the audit. During audits, various aspects of store management are reviewed, including inventory management and compliance with safety regulations. So the auditors are given parameters to check, and they will start, once they reach the store, they will start the audit. The main crucial points are inventory management and various compliance. So that are, again, there are no negotiables in that. They will definitely check those parameters to ensure that the store is operating on an optimal level. Auditors evaluate adherence to the company policies, procedures and standards, ensure operational efficiency. So they will check all these points which are very crucial, which are related to the store operational efficiency, and they will definitely provide audit finding, and they will share the audit finding with the store manager, where they will take a commitment from the store manager that they will improve on those points and ensure that the store is working on operational efficiency, having operational excellence. The object is to identify deviation or issues and recommend corrective actions to improve performance. The whole purpose of internal audit is not finding fault, but it is for identifying any gaps, leakages, or any deviation which will improve the performance, to identify those gaps and ensure that those gaps are plugged, so that that improves the performance of that specific store. Addressing deviation and role of store managers. Store managers play a key role in ensuring compliance during internal audits by overseeing daily operations. When deviations are identified, auditors work with store manager to address them promptly. Store managers are responsible for explaining root cause of deviation and proposing corrective actions. So once the audit is done, the audit findings are shared by the internal auditor to the store manager, and the auditor will seek response from the store. So in case if there was a deviation, the auditor will find out from the store manager why that deviation has occurred. Was the deviation really needed? And in case if it was an unavoidable deviation, then that's fine. In case if the store manager has taken requisite approvals from the head office team or the area manager or the regional manager for that deviation. So the auditor will find out, will do a root cause analysis to find out whether the deviation was genuine or not. And in case if it was genuine, were the requisite approvals taken? That was one option. That is one of the pointers the auditor needs to do. And in case this deviation was unavoidable, or in case if it's happening repetitively, then the store manager, the auditor will propose a corrective action, or they will ask the regional team or head office team for a corrective action, or maybe there is a need of changing the SOP as well. So the auditor will provide the corrective action, and that's documented, and then the store manager is asked to take the corrective action immediately once the audit is over. Collaboration with head cashiers ensure comprehensive assessment, particularly in financial management. So the head cashier needs to be cooperative. As and when the audit happens, the internal audit happens, they need to collaborate with the auditors, the head cashier, and the auditor needs to collaborate and ensure that the financial condition of the store is healthy. And the head cashier need not hide anything. The audit needs to be conducted in a fair manner, thereby resulting into less revenue leakages for that particular store. The goal is to minimize deviations, enhance operational efficiency, and prepare for external audits. So the internal audits are conducted to minimize deviation, enhance operational efficiency, and this is done to prepare the store head cashier and the store team with regards to the external audits. So as I repeat again, this is not a fault finding activity. The head office or regional office conducts this internal audit not to find faults of the head cashier or the store manager or the store team, but this is to minimize any deviation. This is for preparing for the external audits. Benefits of minimizing deviation. So minimizing deviation enhances operational efficiency and overall performance. Rigorous adherence to processes and standards improve customer service and satisfaction. Staff training sessions and prompt issue resolution foster a culture of accountability and continuous improvement. So what are the benefits of minimizing deviations? So when this internal audit happens, it prepares and it provides an accountability on the store team. They need to ensure that whatever action they do, they are accountable and responsible for them. So in case if there are constant deviations, then the staff needs to be given a warning. They need to ensure that they follow the processes and the SOPs to 100% level. They need to be reprimanded that they just cannot get away with the deviations. They cannot just bend the rules at any given point of time. So all this audit definitely helps to increase the customer service standards, the customer service satisfaction. In case the staff is not trained, there are again and again customer service issues are coming. It gives insight that the staff needs training. They need to be taught on the features, advantages and benefits. The cashier needs to be trained in case of billing errors. So all the whole agenda and purpose of this internal audit is to minimize deviations and ensure a good customer service from the customer point of view. Operational efficiency gained from minimizing deviations positively impacts the bottom line. So definitely when the store is performing on operational, having a good operational level, they're performing efficiently, that will definitely improve the profits of that particular store. Effective deviation management strengthens the store reputation and brand image among customers and stakeholders. So when the store is following the SOP, the guard is greeting at the entrance, the baggage counter person is smiling, issuing a token, the staff enters the store, the customer enters the store, they have been greeted there, they have a query, those queries are resolved, and once the customer picks a product, goes to the billing counter, there are minimum billing errors. It is a smooth transaction, the customers moves out seamlessly and definitely creating a positive impact. So in case the customer is really happy with the service of the store, they will go out with word of mouth publicity. Definitely it will bring more customers and more revenue for the store and the stakeholders, thereby increasing the profits and thereby creating a good brand image of that particular store. So all these reports, the minimizing the deviation is definitely helping the store in a long run. Enhancing collaboration with head cashiers. So collaboration with head cashier ensures comprehensive assessment of financial management during internal audits. So as I have already explained, the head cashier needs to collaborate with the auditors to ensure that the correct findings are highlighted and the audit findings ensure the correct measures are taken to reduce such leakages. Head cashiers review cash handling procedures and reconcile cash registers to ensure compliance with financial policies. So already there are policies are listed. Head cashier needs to adhere and ensure that those policies are followed and there is no deviation. The expertise in financial management contributes to identifying and addressing potential issues related to cash handling. So the auditor has expertise in financial management and definitely it helps curbing any issues coming in future related to the cash handling. By collaborating with head cashier, internal auditors gain insight into the financial health of store and mitigate risk associated with financial discrepancies. So when an auditor collaborates with the head cashier, a report is generated and then this report gives insight to the auditor that in case of any potential risk, which has been highlighted in the report, then they can plug that loophole or they can mitigate that risk. They can take preventive actions which will plug the revenue leakages. There won't be a financial loss for that particular store. So the collaboration between head cashier and the auditor needs to be done on a regular basis and to ensure that the store is not at any financial risk at any given point of time. The effective collaboration strengthens internal controls and promotes transparency in financial operations. So whether effective collaboration will lead into a good control system, it will promote transparency that any transactions being done are transparent enough and it doesn't violate any policy of that organization and it provides a good financial strength to that particular store. Purpose for preparing external audits. So internal audits play a crucial role in preparing retail organization for external audits. So when an internal audit happens, it's a sort of training for the store team to prepare for external audits. So similarly, the internal auditor will ask questions the same way the external auditor will ask questions. They will scrutinize registers. They will check the documents. They will check the deviation report. They will check the sales report as well. So this is how the internal auditor, once they come in, they train the staff for the external audits. By maintaining robust internal auditing practices, organization can identify and address potential compliance issues proactively. So when an internal audit is done, the reports are prepared. It is definitely showing them a clear picture in case if there are compliance issues. Because when an external auditor comes and there is a non-compliance, the store will lose marks, they will lose the quality marks with regards to the audits as well. So the store cannot afford to lose marks with regards to the external audits and therefore this internal audits prepares them. It shows a clear picture in case if there are any gaps. The store needs to plug those gaps before the external audit happens. The proactive approach demonstrates the organization commitment to compliance and regulatory requirements. So a store manager and the store team needs to be proactive when an internal audit is announced, or they need to propose themselves that they are ready for the internal audit, thereby ensuring that the all the requirement, the regulatory requirements are in place, and when the internal audit happens, all document, all registers, all licenses are in place so that the auditor can come check. They do the internal audit and they plug all the issues which if there are gaps in that system. Importance of preparing external audits, streamlining external processes through internal audit saves time and resources. So once the internal audit is done, the store team is prepared for external audit, which saves time and resources at the store level. Preparation for external audits ensure that organization is well positioned to meet regulatory standards and maintain stakeholders' trust. So the stakeholders are the person who's started the retail organization, and they are ones who will reap the profits. So to win their trust, they need to ensure that the regulatory standards are always maintained at any given point of time, 365 days, 24/7. They need to ensure that the store is always ready for external purpose at any given point of time. That will definitely increase the trust of the stakeholders. Financial performance metrics. In retail store operations, effective financial performance metrics are essential for success. So in case if there are more revenue leakages, there are more deviation, there are more revenue leakages, then the store will have a weak financial health, and definitely it will not perform. It will be overall loss for at the store level or the chain level. So all these metrics needs to be checked, and it needs to be kept in eye, under an eye observation, to ensure that there are no revenue loss. So effective financial performance needs to be followed. These metrics include cash flow management, banking procedures, counterfeit note management, petty cash oversight, financial reporting and analysis, auditing, compliance and monitoring key performance indicators. So to check the financial health of that particular store, all these metrics, which are cash flow management, banking procedure, counterfeit note management, petty cash, all these needs to be checked, ensure there are no deviation, and the SOPs are being followed diligently, and then there are no revenue leakages, thereby ensuring operational excellence. By focusing on these metrics, retail organization can enhance financial transparency, accountability and profitability. So when these pointers are under observation, the retail organization can increase, they can enhance their financial transparency. The store team is made accountable, the store manager is accountable, thereby resulting into more profitability for that specific store. Store manager and head cashiers play integral role in maintaining financial integrity and driving operational excellence through effective financial management practices. So the pointers are always shared with the head office, by the head office to the store manager and the head cashier. The regional commercial team and the head office commercial team, they always brief the head cashiers with regards to the how financial integrity and needs to be maintained. Even the store manager is taught how to drive operational excellence. So when the store manager and the head cashier, they play their role effectively, they follow the SOPs, they ensure that there are no deviations, thereby all these efforts will result into a good financial management practices. Implementing robust financial controls and leveraging data-driven insights empower retail business to make informed decisions, achieve sustainable growth in competitive marketplace. So when these reports are fired, in case it's a sales report, dump report, waste report, deviation report. So all those reports gives insights for the front-end team as well as back-end team to take informed decisions. It will help the store marketing team to do a strategy with regards to sale. It will help the store operations team to do manning properly. It will help the store HR team to do recruitment in proper manner if the store is understaffed. In case of any deviation with regards to the housekeeping security, the admin will be able to take a correct decision. So all these pointers will help, definitely help the store team to work together as a team, ensure that they deliver good customer service experience to the customer, thereby ensuring that they stay in the competitive market. Detailed financial practices. So the cash flow management, monitoring cash movement in and out of business, forecasting future needs and maintaining financial stability. So what happens is when there are checks which happen and there are definitely financial practices which needs to be followed. So one of the important point is cash flow management and monitoring cash flow management in and out of business, forecasting the requirement of future cash needs and maintaining of financial stability is a key result area of the head cashier. As well as the store manager, they need to ensure that there are no untoward expenses, there are no expenses which are not captured. Every bill has a supporting document, whether those expenses were really needed or not. So all those things needs to be done. Monitoring cash movement is very crucial at store level as well. Banking procedures, ensuring secure cash handling, preparing bank deposits and coordinating cash pickup. Security agencies is a must. So the head cashier needs to ensure that at any given point of time, the cashier doesn't have much cash in the till. Excess cash is removed. It's there in the locker. The day closing is happening. The cash is counted. The cash is deposited in a locker. Next day, the person comes on time. The banking person, he counts the note. They check for the counterfeit or fake note. And once the cash is deposited, the slips are filed, and ensuring that the banking procedure is done at the 100%. So again, the head cashier again plays a very crucial role with regards to banking procedure laid down by the organization. Counterfeit note management, promptly documenting and reporting incidents, counterfeit currency to prevent financial losses. So we have already seen how the head cashier does counterfeit note management. In case if it's caught by a cashier, he needs to take an action. In case the counterfeit note, the cashier is not able to find, but the head cashier finds, there is procedure which he needs to follow. In case the bank person who's come for depositing cash, he has found, again, there is a process which the head cashier needs to follow. He needs to keep the regional commercial team and the store manager in loop with regards to counter management. Again, there has to be proactive approach where the cashiers are trained on handling how to handle fake note, how to check currency notes. In case there are machines needs to be used, then proactively they need to do that as well. So that all comes under the counterfeit note management. The head cashier needs to ensure there are no revenue leakages with regards to the fake notes. Petty cash management, overseeing petty cash funds, establishing clear policies, leveraging technology for transparency and conducting regular audits. So petty cash management needs to be followed to 100%. No expenses, no products needs to be bought which are not accounted or which are not budgeted. In case if any product is required again and again, that needs to be put into the required product list, or probably a vendor needs to be shortlisted so that vendor supplies product at a reasonable price. Similarly, all those expenses need to be recorded in the register or maybe in a system, online system, thereby giving transparency, and those documents needs to be available for regular audit. So this is how petty cash management needs to be done. Financial reporting and analysis, preparing cash reports, monitoring sales trend, identifying deviation, analyzing sales by product category. So again, coming back, cash reports needs to be generated, sales trend needs to be evaluated, what are the deviation that needs to be found out, and the corrective action needs to be taken at the store level as well as at product category level. So in case if there is a product which is not moving, the floor supervisor, the department manager needs to give feedback to the back-end team, to the buyer, to ensure that that product is removed from the shelf and a more product which is moving, giving good margins, are bought on the floor. Auditing and compliance, conducting internal audits, collaborating with the auditors to minimize deviation and ensuring compliance with financial policies. So again, auditing and compliance plays a crucial role. The store management team needs to have a compliance team. Again, get in touch with the auditors. They need to collaborate. They need to ensure that they are cooperating with the auditors so that the deviations are minimized, and that helps into strengthening the financial strength of that particular store. key performance indicator. So every store has the, there are KPIs which are shared with the store manager, and they need to ensure sales by monitoring the sales report. They need to ensure that the store is achieving their targets, they are generating the sale, generating revenue by meeting the sales target. They are also meeting the profit margins. They are ensuring that the wastage from the fruits and vegetables is less. The dump report has a lesser percentage. They also keep an eye on the shrinkage or the store theft part. They need to ensure that the number of theft is less. The products which are of high margin values are sold. Upselling, cross-selling is done. Cash refunds are reduced. The customer credit notes are reduced. They are keeping an eye on the operational cost, which could be a staff cost or it could be electricity cost. Yes, definitely in rentals they cannot do much, but they need to definitely, the store manager needs to keep an eye on the profit and loss statement of the store, ensuring that the store is profitable plus it's giving a good service to the consumer. So with this we saw how operational excellence can be done with regards to various checks and with regards to various audits, how financial health can be checked by regular audits in case of any gaps, in case of any loopholes that needs to be plugged, ensuring a good customer service and thereby resulting into operational excellence. Thank you.